Welcome to our country, says the immigration officer at the airport. Your passport, please. Well, you kind of go through your travel wallet, your travel purse, your travel backpack, whatever you got, you know, and you pull out your national passport. Yeah, that's the thing that you need to travel, right? And hopefully kind of open it up to the photo page to make the job of the officer a little bit easier. Thank you, the officer replies. Now the other one. Folks, you don't have the other one. Yes, you haven't got your COVID vaccine. So you don't have the so-called vaccine passport that this country, the one that you're visiting, now requires for entry. This scene, the one I just described, and I played out, but I'm not a Hollywood actor, so bear with me, could soon play out in many places around the world as countries and airlines are beginning to issue, or in a way requiring, vaccine passports that show the passenger has been vaccinated against COVID-19 or has recently tested negative for the virus. I'm Ruz Aliabadi. Join me as in this episode of RuzCast, we'll be discussing the COVID vaccine. So let's begin, folks. So this isn't just a question of that vacation you've been dreaming of since the pandemic shutdown travel. Many companies, many businesses and employers could begin in a way demanding proof of vaccination before they even hire you or even to let you in the building for an interview. Think about it. Medical facilities in some places have already made it clear that vaccination for their staff will be mandatory, folks. So, are vaccine passports a good idea? Well, people, governments, and companies want you to know who might set off a new COVID wave and who is safe. But are we really moving towards a brave new world where the holders of the vaccine passport become, in a way, an unfairly privileged class of people? Think about it. This argument in favor of this vaccine stuff and vaccine passports are obvious. Governments require to know that people entering their countries are highly unlikely to spread the virus within their borders. Well, that's natural. That's particularly important for major international transit hubs such as London, Hong Kong, New York, and in a way, island tourist destinations, but also for large economies such as, let's say, Philippines, Greece, Thailand, Turkey, Mexico, where jobs, economic growth, and government revenue highly depends and heavily, in a way, on outside business travelers and tourists. Just see what happened in Dubai. And national governments aren't the only ones interested in the vaccine passport, folks. Airlines want people to feel safe enough to travel and to fly. Even producers, in a way, and restaurant owners, who have been hit particularly hard by the pandemic, want customers to feel secure enough to return in large numbers. There are also strong arguments against this idea of vaccine passport around the world. First, it won't be easy to build such a complex system with anything in a way approaching common standards and oversight, and the risk of mistaken identity is really obvious. Well, given the stakes, the black market for fake passports will probably be on the rise, feeding corruptions and undermining confidence in public gathering, especially if some holders of vaccine passports are in a way shown to in a way transmit infection. Here's a second argument against the passport. Even if the system works, folks, it will inevitably discriminate against people who, through no fault of their own, no mistakes of their own, are still waiting to be vaccinated. That could mean younger and healthier people who are in a way ineligible until later stages of the vaccine distribution process, or those who are eligible but don't yet have enough information or access to the vaccination sites, and those who decide not to get the vaccine because they believe it's dangerous would also pay the price in terms of the mobility, employment under this new system. But here's the bottom line, folks. The World Health Organization rejects a vaccine passport plan altogether, but countries like Denmark, Israel, Sweden, and others already have passport plans in development. In fact, Australia's Qantas airline won't be flying you down under without proof that you have been vaccinated. Other governments and private companies are in a way debating right now whether and how to create and roll out such a system. So we'll be hearing about this vaccine passport, or the other passport, in the coming months. So stay tuned.